lives aren't just measured in years. They're measured in the lives of people we touch around us.
This feels like my calling and my purpose in life. There's something different about this journey that's more heart connected.
Purpose is more than just your core of your own self. It's beyond your own identity. Everybody ultimately wants to serve other people.
You can have everything in life you want. You'll just help enough other people get what they want.
And that little bit of sadness in the mornings you spoke of, perhaps you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Welcome back to Career Callings with Robbie Romeiser, 864-381-7649, 864-381-7649, or Robbie, R-O-B-B-I-E, at careercallings.net. In studio today with Blake and Lee Blakeborough, talking about a wonderful new tool that will help people to pursue God's purpose in their lives, and that tool is teachmemorpheus.com. Lee, I want to ask you a question. As a small business owner yourself, with your jewelry business, with your dance business, how do you see something like Teach Me Morpheus being an asset for your businesses?
Well, the biggest thing for people every day is time. Time is an issue. I can only teach so many kids in a day, so many adults in a day. I can only get across so much information in a day. So if I have someone who's struggling with a certain, be it dance step or something in fitness, and they come to me and ask me, I need information, I would like more information on this, I can then dictate my videos so that I am able to reach a broader spectrum of people. They can fine-tune what it is that they need. That I can help the kids who are struggling in my classes. They can download a video. Their mom can get it for them for a dollar, you know, while they're home and after homework's finished or whatever in the evening. They can be looking over that certain thing, and they can concentrate on that one specific subject. Someday I won't be able to teach forever. We all get older, unfortunately, and I'd like to know that those things are being able to continue on. As far as my jewelry, my issue is I'm learning all the time still. It's a new thing for me. So when I go looking for a video, I want specifics. I don't want 10 commercials. I don't want to get half of what I need and then be directed to another website to pay $12.95 to finish what it is that I'm trying to do with all of my stuff out right now. I need to have the answer right now. So I can finish a piece of jewelry for a customer or to put out into my case and that kind of thing. So time is always the issue. We want to be able to bring this back to mom and pop businesses so that they are able to continue on their business. Big box stores are great, but it's killing the little man. And those people deserve to be able to continue on with their business as well.
And I think you just hit the nail on the head on how Teach Me Morpheus kind of fits into what I do here at Career Callings. You know, there's a four-step process to Career Callings. Discover your calling, research what kind of jobs fit your calling, prepare for that calling. That's the training side, and then actually competing for or pursuing your calling. I think you just identified two of those four with Teach Me Morpheus. It'll help you learn your craft better. That's the prepare side. And it'll help you to compete by giving you an opportunity to upload your own videos and create a revenue stream based off the knowledge you're gaining as you grow in your businesses. And I think anybody can benefit one or both of those ways through Teach Me Morpheus and pursue God's calling in their lives. So far, we've been kind of focused on how Teach Me Morpheus can help people who are in business. But you probably have read, as I have read over the last several years, that there has been a steady decline in funding for nonprofit businesses, or I say businesses, nonprofit organizations. Is there any potential for income for nonprofits? Can they benefit from Teach Me Morpheus?
Teach Me Morpheus has kind of a unique platform in how to do that. And when we were coming up with a business and being a recovering accountant, that was one of the things that was kind of dropped in my lap. What are some other things that can make Teach Me Morpheus unique in the online learning world? And the thing that we came up with is to say that if you're a non-for-profit and you have things or skills or things that you show people, can you use this as basically a collective platform to generate money? Two of the examples for us is one, if, for instance, you have a church group, you have a church group and the pastor's like, hey, we want to take and send a mission somewhere to go do good work. It's always the, hey, we're trying to raise money for the mission trip. And they go out to the congregation, and based on the families that are there, you might have some that are more well-to-do than others, where one family can donate 500, one may be able to donate 1,000. Somebody might be really well-to-do, but they can donate, like, say, 5,000. But you're going to have a lot of people, say, in your church who are on fixed incomes. They're in their 70s and they're in their 80s. These are people that have tons of experiences, people that know how to do stuff, but they don't have the wherewithal being on a fixed income to just write a check. So one of the examples that was brought up in our sessions that someone brought up is they brought up an idea of somebody at their church they knew, and her name was Aunt Edna. Everybody called her Aunt Edna. And Edna loved the church, participated in a church, used lots of services there. However, she didn't have the ability to contribute financially. And if something like Teach Me Morpheus existed, one of the things about Aunt Edna is she was an absolute master at crocheting. And every winter, she would make gloves, scarves, hats, sweaters for people that were needy, people who were in shelters. Some of the moms that were there that were trying to get some of this stuff that she was making that give for presents, they would buy. They were like, well, let me give you $5. Let me give you $10. And a lot of the parents would be like, well, I'd like for my daughter, say, to learn how to do that. When you got a congregation of 2,000-3,000 people, you can't be trucking Aunt Edna all over the place. That's just not going to happen. So if something like this existed for them, they could go, okay, to the congregation that we're going to use Teach Me Morpheus to raise funds for our organization. And everybody who's got a skill and knows something, Teach Me Morpheus is going to add to our bottom line for that. So you take somebody like Aunt Edna and they do a campaign, they're using it, say, just in their congregation, hoping that it generates that much interest. But you could have something like Aunt Edna's crocheting go viral on the internet, and she could wind up raising $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $100,000 for that, because the scope of the people that can buy her knowledge now is limited only by the size of the internet.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then you have, you know, like down here in Greenville, you have, it is a no-kill shelter, which says that they don't get any state or federal funding. Well, if they're trying to raise funds, they can do videos like how to groom your dog, how to trim their nails, how to do things for training and obedience. And that now allows every individual who wants to see the animal shelter succeed and do well, that they get something in that transaction. I want knowledge. I'm willing to pay a dollar, knowing that a lot of that money goes to support that non-for-profit and its mission. Mm-hmm. So the organization that would be using Teach Me Morpheus is only limited by the skill bases that exist within their group of people that they service.
Goes back to the idea of giving what you can, and if you can just give knowledge and expertise, even if you don't have the money, you can still contribute in a mighty way.
Yep.
So, yeah, absolutely.
One of the things that we have within our corporate guidelines is we have built into our financial, there's a 10% tithe. Now, if you're a non-for-profit, that's fine because you're serving your own parishioners and stuff.
Right.
So that extra 10% just goes to your charity. But if you're a mom and pop operation and your salesperson sitting in front of you, they say to you, okay, look, out of every dollar that's downloaded, you get 30 cents out of it. 10 cents out of every dollar is going to go to a charity. Now, if you have a favorite charity that you want to support and you want to do, that's great. You tell us what it is and we'll program it in, and then it'll kind of, at the end of the month, we'll send them a check in bearing your name and however you want that represented. If not, that's fine. Understand that we're going to take that 10 cents and we're going to do it then as a corporate body. Because one of the things that we want to do is from the get-go, we want to be one of those people that go, wow, you know, Teach Me Morpheus is great. It's created a revolution. They make a lot of money, but they also give back to the community. And that's been part of their framework from day one. As far as our nationwide expansion, for us getting 50,000 people, what we're going to do is we're going to attempt to launch F3 in every city in the United States. From that, in my ideal world, being a veteran myself, and a lot of the guys who are the framework and the people pushing Teach Me Morpheus and putting it together are also veterans. You know, one of the things that a lot of people have said is, we have veterans that, you know, defend our liberties, they defend our way of life, they go across and they protect us. And then you read in the news all the time how they feel that they get back home and nobody here is caring for them, giving them opportunities. So one of the things that we want to do kind of as a corporate body is when we go to these cities and we're looking for these reps, our first line is, if you're a vet, you're in. You've kind of already proved yourself through your training, your self-sacrifice, and the dedication you have to this country. And basically what we're looking to do for Teach Me Morpheus and how we want to empower people down at the lowest level. It's part of the core of your training, from basic training all the way to OCS.
So. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And just to remind people, we talked about F3 in a previous interview, but not in this interview. We haven't really hit it hard. So tell us again what F3 is.
F3 Nation is an organization that stands for Fitness, Fellowship, and Faith. And its main goal, if you go to their website, is to foster and generate male leadership in small community groups within their community. The founders basically have identified that one of the things that is lacking in the United States at the moment is male leadership, male role models, toeing the line and being held accountable. One of the great things about Teach Me Morpheus and the 20 people that I have on my team is I've got 18 guys that are all part of F3. I haven't, since the military, been able to work with a group of guys who all held each other accountable. Our big joke within the group is, who's going to be the first one to get 1 million videos up on Teach Me Morpheus?
That's right. Yeah. And I think you told me before that there's a female counterpart to that called FIA Nation, Females in Action?
Correct. There is a group called FIA that is currently out there, and they're the female version of F3.
Gotcha. And, of course, same opportunities there.
Yes.
For them, I would
and
imagine, so.
When we go to a city and we'll be launching, we'll be having an F3 individual there for the guys, and we'll have a FIA person out there for the females.
That sounds fantastic. Sounds like Teach Me Morpheus is going to be a fantastic tool and resource for people who want to earn money and also people who want to learn inexpensively. And I say it inexpensively. It's not certainly not cheap because they're getting great content. But having a resource to be able to learn great content to make you what God's created you to do without having to mortgage the house is a value, is a wonderful value that just goes without saying that people will benefit from. So Blake Burrow and Lee Blake Burrow, thank you so much for joining us in studio today, and have a blessed day.
Thank you.
You too.
All right. To learn more about TeachMeMorpheus.com, go to TeachMeMorpheus.com, and also you're welcome to join us at CareerCallings.net/radio to go ahead and get a free copy of today's radio program for your own files that you can listen to it over and over and over again to educate yourself on the powerful tool that TeachMeMorpheus.com is. Mark Twain said the two most important days in your life are the day you're born and the day you find out why. You don't know what value God designed for you to bring to the world. Ask Him, and He'll show you.